Hey, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I am here in Greensboro, North Carolina, with a band called Wayaz. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Lindsay. I play drums.
I'm Josh. I play guitar.
My name's Hawk.
And Hawk, are you the sleazy manager?
I do it all.
You do it all? Are you the Suge Knight of Wayaz?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, so I wanted to ask you, is Wayaz the correct pronunciation?
Sort of. Yeah, basically. It's Wayaz.
Because I've heard about 10 different pronunciations.
We're probably not even saying it right either.
Wayaz. Wayaz.
It's just like the point across
is. When we looked it up, we kind of read how it sounded.
Yeah.
So we could probably be saying it wrong.
So where does the name come from?
It's a Native American term for wolves.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually know. That's awesome. So how long have you guys been a band for?
Let's see. It's been multiple incarnations. The first one started about a year and a half ago, and that was a two-piece, and then we turned into a three-piece, and then a four-piece, and now we're back to a two-piece. So I guess we've been a two-piece for like 5 months, probably.
Yeah, and we went through a bunch of name changes, too. Three different name changes.
Do you want to talk about the first names?
Space Brain, and then it was Helium Moon Ceremony.
Nice.
Which is a mess.
I like that name, though.
And then Wayaz. I think our other guitar player quit because we changed to Wayaz. He thought it was... He's like, we're not Native Americans. What do we call that?
Well, that's... We were.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
We are Native Americans. We are the root of America.
Actually, I think he just got mad at me because it'd take him like an hour to get his setup ready to go, you know, for practice. He's still like an hour into practice. He still doesn't have his guitar tuned or something.
It's performance art at that point.
We did play an amazing show with him, though, I would say, at King's.
That was fun.
It was a really good show.
The best shows I've ever, like, played, I've ever been at, as far as, like, sound and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I wanted to ask you, how did you all first originally meet?
Do you want to go that route?
No, you do it.
You tell the whole story? My birthday and
all
that?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't know.
We're digging deep here.
Josh,
you want to get X-rated on it?
No.
How X-rated do you want to go?
PG-13, right?
PG-13.
Yeah,
PG-13.
Yeah,
don't tell them the whole story.
The story where you woke up and called me to have a 40 with you.
Oh, man, yeah, that's how the day started. Yeah.
It's a good story.
I was listening to... it's Link Wray and Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drunk by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
My mom took me to eat some Mexican food. And then I went to go see that Muscle Shoals documentary. He ran off with a jug of vodka in the moonlight screaming. And then my mom drove me back to his house because she wouldn't let me drive back from the theater. And Elijah was with me from Paint Fumes, and he slept through the whole movie. And then... I guess it was karaoke going on. I kind of blacked out at that point and picked up, tried to break the karaoke machine on the ground. And
that's the night
you met. Yeah, and I met Lindsay. That I woke up at her house the next morning with like 10 plates of eggs laying around me.
Nice.
And it was really cold. I remember that. It was like freezing in the morning.
But then we started playing music together.
Yeah.
And everyone lived happily ever after.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so you guys have been in a lot of other bands, right?
Yeah.
Especially you, Josh, right?
I'm old as fuck, so...
Yeah.
You guys were just in a band together called Daddy Issues, right?
Yes, we were.
And you just had your last show recently, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
How did that go?
It was really, really fun. Kind of magical.
Are you going to wait 20 years and do a reunion show?
I think like 6 years, because Lo's in med school, and I think med school takes like 6 years, so when she graduates.
Well, her mom lives here in town, so I'm thinking maybe next Christmas. Not this coming, but the following.
I was thinking when you're all old and broke, right?
My parents are from Atlanta, so that's not too far away. I'm if we're all in around the same kind of area for a few days, we might as well just practice and play a show, you know? Maybe go from here to Charlotte to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or we could just fly out west and do something out there.
And so did you guys help organize a festival in Chapel Hill? It's called Blackbeard's Lost Weekend. Is that the right name?
Yeah. She helped me this year with it, which is cool.
How did that come about?
My old band, The Spins, we were hated in Chapel Hill. Nobody liked us. We played shitty rock and roll. And we ended up we were on a tour, and we went to Austin, and we didn't have a show, but we just went to this club. We're like, hey, can we jump on this bill? It's like a garage bill, you know? Can't remember what it was called. And so we played, and this lady liked it and put us on South By, and we come back home, and everybody's like, what, you guys, you shitty people got on South By, you know? And we're like, yeah. And so we toured a bunch and met all these great bands on the road, and nobody liked us at home, so we're like, and it was like a Sleaze Fest was stopped happening, so we're like, why don't we just do something like Sleaze Fest, you know, but smaller, with just bands that we meet on the road that we like, and it started like that, and it started from like 10 to 12 bands to 16 bands, and then last year I think I did Overboard, but it ended up being all right. I want to do it again next year, but Lindsay was a good help with all that. These guys played as well over here, Jim Shorts.
Well, so yeah, I was going to ask you, what were some of the highlights of this year's festival?
I was a nervous wreck, so I was just constantly making sure everybody was happy, making sure they had gear, making sure people were flowing from one band to the other so everybody could equally, you know, have a good crowd. So I kind of just couldn't really focus on, watching anything.
Bloodshot Bill was a highlight, for sure.
I got to watch it, but he didn't go until, 4 in the morning, so I actually got to watch that.
Nice.
Also Dex was pretty fucking awesome. Dex Rahmweber was fucking awesome
too. Yeah.
Well, so are there gonna be T-shirts and beer koozies and?
Nah, it won't ever be like that.
Won't be like that.
I want to do it again next year, but I think I'm just gonna do it at the Cave, just front and back, and Friday and Saturday, so Sunday I can go home and relax, you know. And
I think
really good.
The other men was really good.
The other men from New York were a really good performance.
Yeah, always.
So do you have any dream artists you would love to get to play that you haven't had yet?
Well, last year, Chain of the Gang were going to play, but he got back to me way late, and I felt like a dickhead. I've known Ian for a while, and I felt like a dickhead. I was like, dude, it's kind of booked maybe next year. And I was like, I'm not going to start. I don't want to, kick somebody off just so Chain of the Gang can play, you know? I was like, that's kind of fucked up, but...
But
hopefully
we
next year.
We would love to have Chain of the Gang.
I think maybe next year play, and I want to get Kid Congo to come play, maybe headline, have two big headliners.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him in Providence.
He ruled.
That was awesome.
Also, Josh, you were in a band called the Tandoori Knights, right, with King Khan?
Yeah, I played in that band. I wish we'd play some more again, but I don't know. I think King Khan's a little busy with his shrines and King Khan barbecue show. But, yeah, that was a blast. It was really great. It was King Khan, our good buddy Nadim from Florida, played bass, and Bloodshot Bill played guitar with King Khan. I played drums. It was a fun time.
And how long ago was that?
Shit, 3 years ago now. I don't know. They keep saying every time I run into him, he's like, all right, we're going to do it. We're going to do another one. But, you know, I'd rather go to Europe next time with it. I think it'd be fun. But
yeah, I was going to ask, have you guys gone on a tour yet?
We haven't.
We've had extended weekends.
Extended weekends?
A Thursday through a Sunday. You know, we're working stiffs, you know.
Although at the same time, Josh calls anything under 2 weeks an extended weekend. So even if we're on tour for a week, it's still an extended weekend.
You're still wearing the same underwear. Yeah.
You know, I think John Lennon once went on a heroin binge for 2 years and said it was his last weekend, so.
Yeah.
Random pointless fact there, yeah. Well, so who are some of your favorite bands in the North Carolina area?
Natural Causes.
Yeah, I definitely like Natural Causes a lot. And Black Zinfandel I like a lot.
And The Tills.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love the fucking
The Crecktones. Well, they're from Asheville, too, so they're not
from the area.
North Carolina.
I mean, still North Carolina. Charlie McGeer.
He's in North Carolina
badass.
Right now.
Yeah. He'll be living here till November.
Really claim it for what it is worth. Yeah.
North Carolina has a good music scene, I think, and throughout the whole state, which is cool. And you have all the guys down in Wilmington, through Asheville, through Charlotte. you know, Winston, like every town you could do like a tour just through little towns in Greensboro and play with great bands every night and have a good time.
Do you guys feel like there's been an explosion of awesome music recently in North Carolina?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, like, I've only been playing music for like the past 2 years, and so like in that 2 years I found a bunch of bands that I love. So
I'd say in the past two
that's
years,
probably an explosion.
It's been a real like big like venture for like musicians in North Carolina. I don't know. Just within the past 2 years.
Going back to the old roots of rock and roll and getting out of that weird kind of like sappy
Indie rock, or that
weird sappy country phase that was going on here for a while. And there's
sad bastard music.
And like the worst, as like I love what's that band? I listened to them, you know, years back, and I still like them. Brian Jonestown Massacre. But
right.
Like when you run these bands that just sound exactly like that, I'm just like, come on, man.
Well, do you guys have favorite venues in the area that you love to play at?
Yeah, I think my favorite venue in like North Carolina is Kings in Raleigh.
Kings is awesome.
I always have like the best time playing there.
Oh yeah.
Kings has got I've always loved playing Kings, and I always like playing Slims in Raleigh, and my favorite bar in the planet that I've been to is the Cave. I've just been there for so many years. It's like a home away from home. So I always love playing at the Cave. It's always a good fun, like, it's like a good house show, and you're in a cool like thing, you know, and it's like people get a little crazy there, you know, and I like it.
Is that true? It's the oldest bar in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, and they used to, it is, and it was like a biker bar back in the 60s.
Oh, really?
And they didn't serve anything in bottles because people were breaking the bottles and fighting with them.
Did they still call it the Cave back then?
Yeah, it was still called the Cave, and then from that owner, this lady owned it, and then Mouse bought it, and then he sold it over to Mark, who owns Slims now as well.
They just
recently got like their liquor license like 7 years ago or something. When I lived in Chapel Hill, it was just when I was there younger, like, you know, my early 20s, it was like beer only, you know. And then when they got liquor, I was like, whoa.
Do they have pictures from the biker days of that place?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure they're around.
Maybe you fight some Hell's Angels while you watched some band play.
Yeah, they sound like the best band there. They're from Philadelphia. They're called Travis J and the Rhinestones, and they were amazing.
Oh man, this guy acted like a mummy.
So cool.
He's like walking around, like banging his head on the wall. Like he fell down and he becomes a mummy and he gets up and this band just ran. We played at the 506 and we walked down there to have a drink, and then this band was amazing. Blew our fucking brains out. They were super fun.
Out.
I wanted to play Blackbeards next year. They're really cool. Where are they from?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, from Philly, yeah. They gave us some shirts. We partied them down over at Stu's house till the sun came up.
Well, so do you guys ever play cover songs?
Yeah.
A bunch, yeah.
Do like a Half Pint in the Fifths. It's like an old 60s. It's like on like the Back from the Grave stuff. And I'll do some Billy Childish songs. And, kind of stuff like that. I don't know. Stuff I grew up with, you know.
How would you describe the Back from the Grave stuff to people who aren't aware of it?
Oh, man, it's the most punk rock shit you could ever grow up with. I always pictured if my dad was, like, a musician. But, like, even those, most of those bands would be before his time. It was, like, this is the most punk rock shit ever. I was, like, imagine some punk bands like that in, like, 65, and they're just, like, screaming and howling about their old ladies leaving them, or they're going to go beat up some dude, or they're going to race a car down the street or something.
The band The Kegs, they're awesome.
Yeah, I do a Kegs cover. We used to do Girl. Yeah,
awesome.
We do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
That song's too out of tune. It's the best. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Good, yes.
It's, like, really raw and primitive, and they can barely play, but somehow it really works out.
Yeah.
I think you guys sound a lot more primitive than when I played, and that's cool.
I liked it when you couldn't play bass, and it was the best. It's just like, but it worked. It was perfect.
I'd love to like play it like when you're standing up sometime.
Yeah. Because
I think that adds a whole different fucking aspect.
Yeah, I really like you standing up.
Dude, the next
I feel better about it. I'm more comfortable standing up.
And you look sexy as hell standing up.
That's
the floor tom is heavy as fuck. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so like, heavy. It's fucking sick.
Also, I had to ask you about bootlegs. Danzig from the Misfits
of the Misfits.
Yeah, not just the regular Danzig.
Well, didn't he steal the name now?
Well, Danzig.
That's how Jerry Only licenses.
I saw that fucker at a grocery store, man. He was wearing leather fingerless gloves, like pushing the shopping cart.
Yeah.
And I've seen him mow in his yard too.
Yeah.
Well, I know Danzig refuses to sign bootlegs. Oh. So if someone, right? Well.
Happy somebody's like bootlegging something. You know, like,
yeah. Well, that. Yeah. So I had to ask you, if someone had a Wyaz bootleg, would you guys autograph it?
Yeah, duh. We'd be fucking psyched. We don't have we have no physical releases, so if they ended up with one, we'd be really happy about it.
You wouldn't shake them down for money or sue the pants off them?
Shake them down, but not for money.
Right.
Drugs and booze.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you guys plan on having any merchandise?
We do. Actually, we've got a 45 coming out, which we're really psyched about. It's a co-release with this like French label called Six Tons de Chair, and they're really cool. They put out like garage punk.
Americans, fat. Is that what it's about?
Well, the name in French, it means 6 pounds of flesh. And it's funny because it's like making fun of French people learning English and like...
Is that what they call us, fat people here in America?
No.
That's what I
guess. That's like the old term, like you're only good as a pound of the flesh you have. You know? No, like you're everything you're worth as long as you put out.
Yeah, well the name means like, in English it's pronounced like sit on the chair. So it's used in French to help them like pronounce English, but it means 6 tons of flesh in French. But it's pronounced... sit on the chair, basically.
Yeah.
It's a cool label, so yeah, we got a 45 coming out.
Do you know when that's going to be coming out?
In October.
Rocktober.
In Rocktober.
And the bootlegs are probably going to hit the streets the month before, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have one we need to sign?
No comment.
Yeah. Well, we've had, like, what did we do? Like, I saw a YouTube video of us in Ohio, and it was terrible. I don't know. I don't like hearing us playing.
Like, yeah. Does that weird you out,
like
seeing yourself?
Daddy Issues songs, because, like, I'm playing drums, and I see the whole work going through it, and, like, I'm just, you know, I'm playing drums. But with Wyaz, we both work together and stuff, and I'm so self-conscious about, because I'm not a guitar, I'm not used to standing and playing guitar and singing, you know.
He's a drummer.
I'm used to being in the back, and just sit back here and groove.
Yeah.
Well, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about Daddy Issues. Were you guys surprised by the success that you got?
Yeah, I mean, like, success is like a relative term. I mean, we had a really great time in North Carolina, and we got to go on tour, and, like, you know, somebody put our record out, and that was awesome. But at the same time, like, I feel like, you know... It was great. We were really excited about it.
And critical acclaim. Weren't you guys mentioned in NME magazine?
Yeah, and that was nuts. Yeah, that was crazy.
Was that the most surprising thing that you saw?
It was, yeah. Out of the blue, somebody just emailed us and was like, we're doing this thing on Daddy Issues for the NME. And we're like, wait a minute, what? Excuse me? And so we sent them a picture, and then they published this thing about us and called us North Carolina Oddities. And so that was like our favorite quote of all time.
No, that's awesome. That could be on your record cover, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, so you guys are playing the Hopscotch Music Festival this year, right?
Yes, we are, and we're psyched about it.
Do you know which night you're playing?
We're playing Thursday night at Slim's.
And
we're doing a day party Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the place.
It's at a Little Raleigh Theater on Saturday.
And do you know who you're playing with?
Yeah, Thursday night we're playing with Bully, which is going to be really cool. They're like this badass band from Nashville. I think it's Alicia is the singer and guitarist, and she did like an engineering internship with Steve Albini.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she's like, she knows her shit, and that band is really cool, so we're psyched to play with them again.
Well, so who are you the most excited about seeing at Hopscotch?
I want to see Dwight Yoakam. I've never seen him. I'm a huge old country fan. Yeah. I'd like to see him.
You think you guys could do an album together?
Well, I doubt it. But yeah, in all, like, the way I think that weekend will go, I probably won't even get to see him play. I'll probably end up, like, staying in one spot where I'm at. And that's how it normally goes when I'm there. It kind of sucks. Like, I want to move around, but you just see a lot of friends. And, you know, you have a few drinks, and then you just start, you know. I don't know, but I would like to see him play.
Yeah. I'm just like to see Knots.
Yes, Knots is amazing.
They're fucking cool. So I'm really excited to see them.
The OB and Threes are great. I've played with them, like, in Atlanta to mess around a couple times, and I think various other places, but I wouldn't mind running those guys. I'm sure I'll bump shoulders with them somewhere, too, you know?
Well, so what was the first concert you guys saw when you were kids?
Amy Grant.
I saw... Yeah. Are you talking about, like...
Like, little kid or, like...
Are you talking about, like...
Both.
Okay. When I was a little kid, I saw Amy Grant with my dad, and I got really bright colored earplugs, and I was psyched about it. But, like, the first show that I actually, like, chose to go see was Holly Golightly. And,
no shit.
And I was really, really excited because she was, like, my hero when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I borrowed my sister's ID because she's older than me, and I was, like, 16. And I went to go see Holly Golightly, and it kind of changed my life. I love Holly Golightly.
What about you, Josh?
I saw, when I was younger, I wanted to see Guns N' Roses, but my mom would let me go. So I could never go to the big arena shows. But when I started getting into, like, music, like, cool music, I saw Fugazi downtown Greensboro play at the Trim Shop. It was, it was, like, the last show of that place, and, like, I was really young. I was, like, 15, I believe. Yeah, it was... really cool.
Fuck yeah.
Steady Died at Nothing tour. I remember that. And then, like, then later on when I became of age and wasn't living with my mother, I saw Metallica at at the Coliseum. And I headbanged so much my neck hurt.
So who was, that begs the question, who is more pretentious, Fugazi or Metallica?
I grew up, Fugazi, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I was getting that punk rock with Minor Threat and all that shit, and then seeing Fugazi, I was a big, you know, fan and all that, but I was a kid, you know, so you look at it differently. And then when I was older and saw Metallica, I went just for the nostalgia fact of growing up, you know, listening to Metallica and skateboarding, and it was like kind of dude times. Like, me and my buddy went and we got super drunk, listening to all the records to the Black Record. And, like, I think it was on that Black Record tour, and we hated that, but we listened to everything up to, like, Injustice for All and, like, getting pumped and drunk, and we went down there and...
I think that should be your new zine, Josh. Dude Times.
Dude Times.
Yeah. That's right. Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
We have Bandcamp.
MySpace.
Lindsay's like really good with this. Like,
AOL keyword Wayas. Yeah.
We've got a Bandcamp. It's Wayas. It's wahyas.bandcamp.com, and then we're on Facebook too.
Well, that's awesome.
And Twitter.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Thanks for having us.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in Hopscotch.
Right on. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You promised 75. Thank you.